Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh. Welcome to this segment of Khoj Gurbani's Asav of the Day. The recitation continues with the Bani of the fourth Guru, Guru Ram Das in Rag Asa, and the genre is a chant. This is a continuation of the chants that accompany Asa Kivar. The recitation. Asa Mahalla Chautha Jin Mastak Tur Har Likhaya Tina Satgur Milaya Ram Raje Agyan Andhera Kattaya Gur Gyan Kat Balaya Har Labda Ratan Padartho Phir Bahud Na Chalaya Jan Nanak Naam Aradhya Arad Har Milaya Jini Aisa Har Naam Na Chetayo से काहे जग आए राम राजे इहो मानस जन्म दुर्लंभ है नाम बिना बिरथा सब जाए हुण वत्ते हर नाम ना बीजियो अगे भुखा क्या खाए मन मुखा नो फिर जन्म है नानक हर पाए तू हर तेरा सब को सब तुद उपाए राम राजे किछ हाथ किसै दै किछ नाही सब चलै चलाए जिन्हें तू मिलै हैं प्यारे से तुद मिलै जो हर मन पाए जन नानक सतगुर भेटिया हर नाम ते तराए कोई गावै रागी नादी भेदी बहु भांत कर नहीं हर हर पीजै राम राजै जिना अंतर कपट विकार है तिना रोए क्या की जय हर करता सब किस जानदा सिर रोग हथ दी जय जिना नानक गुरमुख हिरदा शुद्ध है हर भगत हर ली जय जिन मस्तक तुर हर लिखिया सो दोज हु आर डेस्टिन्ड मस्तक फोरहेड Destiny. This is all an interplay of destiny, hukam, of our own actions, which determines outcomes. So this is about accessing the Satgur, because without the Satgur, you cannot access Sabad, and without Sabad, you cannot access Naam. So, jin mastak tur har likhya. So, it's a matter of great good fortune to be able to locate the Satgur, find the Satgur. Agyan andhera katya, gur gyan kat balaya. So, finding the Satgur results in Agyan andhera katya, the darkness of ignorance is scattered. What is the darkness of ignorance? It is the ego consciousness, which does not recognize its own authenticity. Gur gyan ghat balya, within the ghat, within the heart. Gur gyan, the light of Gur wisdom, is lit. When you find the Satgur, the light of wisdom is lit within the heart. You're illuminated, you're enlightened. That is why finding the Satgur is a matter of great fortune. And it's destiny. It is also our destiny. We all are destined to eventually find the Satgur, but the sooner the better. Har ladda ratan padartho phir bahud na chalaya. Here again, an analogy of a trader. Har ladda, the jewel of herself, of knowledge. Padartho, substance. Awareness, that awareness of naam, of virtues. Those are your commodity, so to speak, on this journey. That is what you have come to gather. ਫਿਰ ਬਹੁੜ ਨਾ ਚੱਲਿਆ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਸਰਚਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਇਟ ਅਗੇਨ, ਸੋ ਡੂ ਇਟ ਦਿਸ ਵਨ ਟਾਈਮ। ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਾਮ ਆਰਾਧਿਆ, ਆਰਾਧ ਹਰ ਮਿਲਿਆ। ਸੋ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਟੀਚਸ ਅਸ ਥਰੂ ਇਟਸ ਇੰਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨ ਔਨ ਹਾਊ ਟੂ ਪਲੇਸ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਔਨ ਨਾਮ, ਵਟ ਨਾਮ ਮੀਨਸ। Here Naam has an ankar which suggests that it is being referred to as that one collective singular noun which subsumes all naamein underneath of it. It is an empty signifier because it signifies everything. It is the name that names everything without being named itself. So it is like a magic plate on which it writes, but is not written itself. That is what those who find the Sadguru end up with. They know how to access this empty signifier. By empty, I mean potentiality. It's not just empty, it is empty, it is filled with potential, you can't see it. Things are in embryonic form there. So the Guru in the next verse says, Jini aisa har naam na chetiyo, se kahe jag aaye Ram Raje. Now this is the opposite, right? So those who don't engage in looking for that magic, what are they doing here? Why did they even come to this world? Because their lives are a total waste. Literally and otherwise. ਇਹ ਮਾਨਸ ਜਨਮ ਦੁਰਲੰਭ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਬਿਨਾ ਬਿਰਥਾ ਸਭ ਜਾਏ। This human birth is very hard to find, but without accessing naam, here it doesn't have the anchor, it means without cultivating virtue in this life, without acquiring self-knowledge, you don't have the capacity to create anything creative. So you're wasting your time. ਹੁਣ ਵੱਤੇ ਹਰ ਨਾਮ ਨਾ ਬੀਜਿਓ, ਅੱਗੇ ਭੁੱਖਾ ਕਿਆ ਖਾਏ। ਸੋ ਇਟਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਨੋਟ ਸੋਇੰਗ ਦ ਸੀਡ, ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਕਮਸ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਡ ਨਥਿੰਗ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਹੰਗਰੀ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਅਨੈਲੋਜੀ ਆਫ ਅ ਫਾਰਮਰ। ਮਨਮੁੱਖਾ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਜਨਮ ਹੈ, ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਪਾਏ। ਸੋ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ of ego consciousness, constricted consciousness that cannot think beyond itself. And continuing to the third verse, tu har tera sabko sab tud upaye Ram Raje. The Guru is now describing the state of affairs. He says, tu har, you are the har, you are the master. Tera sabko, everyone, every creature belongs to you. Sabbe tud upaye, you created all creatures. Kich haath kise de, kich nahi, sab chale chalaye. They are all instruments in your hands. They are caused by you. They are acted upon by you. They don't really have their own agency. They don't have their own will. We think we have our own will in terms of the ego, but in reality, no, we are part of a much larger process. Jinhe tu mile hai pyare, se tud mile, jo har man paaye. So here the Guru is suggesting who will find the Satguru and who won't. Eventually we all will, but who will is also a matter of grace. It is a matter of certain things coming together in one's life that may cause this to happen. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. Jana Nanak Sadgur Petya. So here's the Guru is giving us an indication of what the condition is to receive the Sadguru. It is Jan Nanak. It is to be devoted, to become a slave, to devote yourself in your imaginal world of Har Naam. They are the ones who will swim across, who will be successful. So now the guru in the last verse comes to the business of what we are all doing, external rituals, which don't really mean anything unless there is an inner process going on, the inner process of Naam. So he says, koi gaave ragi nadi ped bahu paant. To show their devotion, which is more hypocrisy, people sing musical measures, others play musical instruments, others read scripture. Others do many other ways, but nahi har har pije, they do not, they are not tinged, they are not touched, they remain dry, so to speak. Sukke reh jana. Har har pije Ram, nahi har har pije Ram Raje, because the har is an inner process. You have to have that in play, and then you can do anything. If you've got the inner process going, you can do whatever ritual you want to, because you are filled with awareness. You know why you're doing it. But if you don't have the inner trigger on, then whatever you do outside really doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Jina antar kapat vikar hai, tina roye kya kije? So this is again the state of the manmukh. It is deceptive, kapat. It is self-deceiving. And it is defective, vikar. Vikar really means a mind that is constantly in a state of vacillation. So what the guru is saying is, for them, all of this external engagement is simply a pretense. Tina roye kya kije, roye. So when they plead, that really is just hypocrisy. Har karta sab kis janda sir rog hat dije. The creator knows their minds, knows exactly what's going on. Jinna nanak gurmukh hirda sudh hai. Har pagat har dije. So here's your condition. Purity of mind, purity of objective, one-pointedness, commitment, devotion, all of this will purify the mind. So jinna nanak gurmukh hirda sudh hai, through guru wisdom that happens. Har pagat har lije, and through their devotion they find the har. Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki fateh.